Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we're going to continue, as I said, just magical show and magical riders and magical people. And same goes with our next guest. So we have 14-year-old Reuven in the studio, Reuven Jackson, only 14, and his parents, Howard and Jackie. And amazingly, Reuven, I think, only started riding about 3 months ago, and he took part in the race. And just a phenomenal story. So very quickly, we're just going to say hello to Howard and Jackie, and then we're going to be chatting to Reuven. Jackie, hi, welcome. I know you've been rushed in, but it's great to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us. Well, thank you for coming onto the show, because the DL Link is not a new concept to you, not in any way or form, because you had a very close relationship with Devorah Leah.
I did, actually. I came back from seminary, and a friend in common said, you have to come with us to the Goodmans. And I went with her for a Shabbos and just fell in love with the whole family, and Devorah Leah and I just completely connected. And she was the funniest, kindest, most caring, giving. She was just the most amazing human being. And I know that Michelle and Tammy are in Israel now with her kids, Dan and Kiki, and they're listening to this podcast. Is this called a podcast? No. What's it called?
It's a radio show, but it will be a podcast. Yes.
So everyone talks about the DL Link, but actually DL stands for Devorah Leah. She was just amazing, and you can feel her energy driving behind the scenes and her hand involved in everything. She was just the most amazing person.
And you say driving it, and you say her hand involved. Sorry, I keep going back to this, because every week I'm like, wow, there was another incredible connection. And correct me if I'm wrong, because Reuven's going to come on now, but the connection that Reuven had with the DL Link didn't even come from you. He basically came to you and said, I want to cycle in the race, because of his connection that he had made with, I think it was Asher, who was on the show last week. So even that is pretty amazing, but we'll talk more about that. I hope Reuven is in and he's ready. Reuven, welcome.
How's it? How are you?
You know, I've got to say, I'm sitting here with a very big smile on my face, and I think that you are amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. So you had a connection with Asher.
Yes.
And Asher, we know from his business, fixes bikes, and you bought a bike from Asher. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct.
So you know Asher from shul, you got a bike, and you started riding with him.
Yeah.
So tell us more. Tell us more about getting to ride the bike, starting to enjoy it, and then how you found out about this race coming up.
So it was about like a month, like before the race, a month ago. I was just like at shul with him, and we were talking, and I said, I got a bike from this other shop. And then he said, we sell bikes. So I was like, yeah, I want to come check you out and stuff. And I came to him, and he had such an amazing, incredible bike collection. So we got a bike from him, and it's working unbelievable. And that's how I got the bike.
So you started to cycle. Did you enjoy it? I mean, were you riding with him up and down Linksfield Ridge at like 5 a.m? What was that like?
It was hard, but it was so much fun. The view was unbelievable. Everything was just incredible about the ride.
So did you know, when Asher mentioned that he was riding for the DL Link for the 94.7, did you know that the DL Link was named after Devorah Leah, and that your mom was friends with Devorah Leah?
I actually didn't. Only found out like this month about it. Like, it stands for Devorah Leah.
So you heard about it, and then you came home and you said you want to join the DL Link and you want to ride for a warrior. What did she say? She must have been like pretty overwhelmed at this connection that took place.
My mom was shocked. She was just like so happy, and she when I told her, she went to her back room and she got a picture of her and Devorah Leah to show me who Devorah Leah was.
So Jackie, as I said, I mean, you just said it, and I've got to say, Devorah Leah's hand in all of this, Like she's driving all of this. When your son comes home and he says he's heard about this deal link and he wants to join and he wants to ride, what was that like for you?
I was so excited, you know, because she was just such an amazing person that when he came back and I said, Ruvain, do you know what DL stands for? Devorah-Leigh, I have to show you a picture of her. And I found this picture of the two of us. I know he just said it. And he actually put it like on this shelf in his room and he said, I would love to ride in the memory of Devorah-Leigh. I'd love to do it if she was your friend. And he was so excited. So it was so nice for him to, he came in and said we didn't say ride. He came in and said, I'm going to ride for the DL Link. I said, I knew Devorah-Leigh well. And he was like, oh my gosh, he was so excited. It was this big connection. So it was like a big thing for him. And it was nice to put like a face to a name and tell him what DL stood for. And then he met Tammy and Michelle and the whole family. I kept saying, this is Devorah-Leigh's sister. This is Devorah-Leigh's mother. So it was like it was really special. It was, you could just feel her. You could feel her energy at the meet and greet at the Liberty Life head office. You could actually just feel that beautiful, magical, energetic. It was just amazing that night. I really, really felt her in the room. As funny as it sounds, it was very special.
Yeah, it is pretty magical. So Howard is there. How's it, Howard? Welcome.
Thank you.
You must be a pretty proud dad. I mean, your son had not been cycling for very long, and then he announces he wants to take part in the 94.7. 94.7 meaning this is a ride, what is it, 95 kilometers or whatever. He hasn't spent much time training. I can imagine you're the kind of father who wants to encourage him, but maybe, I don't know, paint a picture of how difficult it could be. How did you handle all of this?
So I was so excited for him, you know, when he came home with the idea. Ruvain's the type of personality that whatever he's presented with, you know, he gives it a shot, and he gives it a proper shot. He doesn't do things half-hearted. So, you know, his training started pretty much immediately once he found out about the race. And we were just so like blown away by his dedication and his commitment and his discipline in terms of the training and just like trying hard. And another big thing that he really got excited about, which we were so like also blown away about, is you know, they ride for somebody and they raise money, and he just, you know, was out there raising money trying to hit his goal of, you know, what he had committed to raise. And when he hit that goal, he upped it to the next goal. And even after the race, he turned around to Tammy and said, you know, he wants to still keep raising and up his goal again. So yeah, it's just been a very proud time for myself and Jackie.
Yeah. You know, Ruvain, I mean, last week we had Asha on the show and the 17, 18, and here you are 14, and I don't want to, you know, hone in on age, but for a 14-year-old to take on what you took on and to go out there and to raise funds and to dedicate and commit yourself to this and to want to continue is pretty extraordinary. I would say you are pretty extraordinary, Ruvain, and I really do love it when we have people on the show who can inspire other people, because sometimes people who are listening want to do something and they just need to hear someone else's story in order to be lit up from the inside. So I want you to know that that's what you're doing on the show today, and really appreciation for that. So you wrote with Devorah-Leigh's name on your back, but you also had a cancer warrior's name, another cancer warrior's name. Who else did you ride for?
I rode for Barry Levine.
Okay, and did you meet him? Did you know anything about him?
So I actually didn't meet him, but I'm hoping to meet him very soon. I've heard like he's a great guy. He's positive all the time. He's always laughing and smiling, and he's just always there for people.
So hopefully you'll be able to do that. So tell us about the experience. What was it like?
So the experience was unbelievable. When you hit that start line, you feel like you could do anything in the world. You see people cheering you on, and you see like everyone taking photos, and you just feel like, I don't know how to explain it, it's just incredible. It's like, like to see all these people just cheering you on, and I'm so honored to be riding, and I'm honored to be here today.
And it was a hot day.
Yeah, very.
And it's a very, very tough ride. I mean, we just had Before you came on, we had Danny Meyersfeld, who's ridden before, and he was saying his legs, it was very, very tough. We've got Darren, who's been riding, and he's been riding for many years, and how tough it was. What was that like? Was it a tough race?
It was very tough, but when you're like in, like on the road with your bike, you could feel like you could do whatever you want. You see people cheering you on, even if you're like walking a little, people say, "Are you okay?" They're always just checking up on you and stuff like that.
Yeah. Is this the beginning of something for you? Are you back on your bike? Are you training? Will you be taking part again next year? How are you feeling now that it's behind you?
So the day after the race at like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, I told my mom I want to train for next year. So I got on the bike and I rode.
Amazing. So hopefully you'll be taking part in the race next year as well.
100%.
Amazing. Really, Ruvane. Is there anything that you want to share with our audience that I haven't asked you, that we haven't discussed?
Yeah, sure. So life isn't just about money, cars and stuff like luxury. Life is actually just helping people out, just raising money and just being there for people. That's what life is really about. Life isn't just luxury and all the stuff. It's just to help out people.
A powerful message, Ruvane. You know, we talk about that on the show, but to hear it come out of your mouth, and you're certainly putting your money where your mouth is, it's pretty extraordinary. As I said, you are an inspiration. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, just so amazing. It's such a pleasure and such a delight. So Jackie, I mean, you've given us the backstory of you being friends with Devorah Leah, of this incredible connection, your son riding with Barry Levine's name and the memory of Devorah Leah as well. How are you feeling now?
I am just so proud of this child. I just think he is amazing. Look, I mean, more to me because it was Devorah Leah, obviously. But I just to watch this 14-year-old push and push and do the race and be so excited and train and get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and not wait to get there. I'm just a very, very, well, we, Howie and I, are very, very proud parents. We are proud parents and it's feel this connection to Devorah Leah, which is amazing. And he just wants to be involved. He just says, I want to work for the DL Link. I want to be involved. I want to go and visit Cancer Warriors and help them out. So he is just, it's driven him. It's made him feel, you can feel like he's got like a purpose and he's got a goal. And what he said just now about helping people, he just said, well, I just want to help people. He was like worried about raising the money and he didn't. He kept upping his goal like how he said. But he just now says, I just want to help people. I just, this is the most amazing thing because he felt amazing. He said he walked out of the meet and greet and he said it was the best night of his life. And he just said that everyone, even, you know, with the race, they came into this tent after the race. Everyone was clapping and cheering and, you know, and just they were so supportive and he loved it. So I'm sitting here very proud and so excited for him. And I'm sure he's going to be riding a few more 94.7s, please God.
Just making sure there's a delicious... Yeah, and making sure there's a delicious breakfast for him when he comes back from his early morning training.
Yeah, when they finished the race, there were burgers there at the race. It was so nice afterwards. It was just this energy. Yeah. And he knew there was going to be burgers there, so he was excited for the burgers and the energy drinks. And there were massages there for the guys. And it was, the whole thing was so unbelievable. You felt like on a high when you came, you know, away from being with all these amazing people. The Steel Link organization is just, it's mind-blowing. Really mind-blowing.
Beautiful, beautiful. Howard, before we say goodbye, is there anything else you wanted to share?
You know, so I just wanted to share that, you know, as to echo what Ruben's saying, you know, for a 14-year-old to turn around and say, you know, he realizes what's really important in life, you know, for us, that's like pretty much everything. It just speaks volumes in terms of, you know, where his mindset is and what's important to him in life. So I wouldn't say, let's say it's so much about the actual racing and the riding, but it's more about this purpose that's driven him and like almost like awakened something in him that is really beautiful to see.
So true. Howard, thank you very much. Jackie, thank you. Ruvane, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
The Jackson family. Oh, so great to have you on the show. And Ruvane, just Kotla Kavod, well done, and onwards and upwards. And we look forward to more stories of this fulfilling this purpose of helping other people. Great and hugely inspiring. Lovely to have you on the show. And I thank you for tuning in. If there was any part of the show that you missed and you want to catch up on, please remember that this show is podcast. So from tomorrow, if you go to the Chai FM website and you click on podcast and then you go to Thursday in the DL link, you'll find the show there. It's been a true honor and privilege to spend this time with you, to share my story of my father and the connection with Danny riding with his name on his back, really feeling the warmth and the love firsthand of the DL link. As I said, I'm truly, truly grateful to this phenomenal, phenomenal group of human beings. So for me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, you take care. Goodbye.